Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, October 29th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The presidential election now 5 days away. Philadelphia imposing a curfew to stop rioting. Disney World fires more workers. The UK cancels Christmas over COVID. 8 in 10 Americans now seriously stressed out over the country's future. Also ahead, will the collapse of the media directly affect how Americans vote? But first, more than 75 million of us have already cast ballots for either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Latest polling says the two candidates basically are tied in 10 battleground states. The president targeting the media in his final pitch to voters, saying, quote, "We don't have freedom of the press. We have suppression of the press." More on this in the message of the day. Philadelphia ordering a citywide curfew to stop protest violence. All residents told to stay inside between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. More than 250 people have been arrested since rioting started earlier this week following the police shooting of a man wielding a knife. At least 45 officers have been injured as another liberal-run city veers out of control. Disney employees in Orlando, Florida, facing another round of layoffs. The corporation firing live performers from attractions and restaurants throughout the park. Some productions have been running since 1974. Disney has lost more than $1 billion in revenue since COVID struck in March. Authorities in the UK warning residents there against congregating for Christmas. Officials threatening to physically break up gatherings of more than 6 people in London and other major cities. Great Britain now witnessing roughly 20,000 new cases of COVID each day, the highest since April. 83% of U.S. adults report severe anxiety over the fate of the nation. Another 72% believe America is at its lowest point since the Revolutionary War. A majority cite racial tension, COVID, and the impending presidential election as a source of stress. But things will get better. First strike, the vaccine. However, things will not improve for the corrupt media. That is next. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. No matter what happens on Tuesday, the American media will be the big loser. From George Stephanopoulos asking cupcake questions of Joe Biden to 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl telling President Trump there is no verification of spying on his 2016 campaign, to the failure to cover at all financial questions regarding the Biden family. The media has been a disaster this election year and is now a totally corrupt industry. There's no doubt about that. Corporations control 90% of the national news flow. When President Trump leaves office, that could be 4 more years, or it could be 4 more months. When that happens, the television news industry will collapse because Americans, no matter what their belief system, know they cannot depend on TV news or the major newspapers for honest information. It's quite clear. Now, I know all the players. I know George Stephanopoulos. I know Leslie Stahl. And I have to say that I'm surprised that they would go in the tank for Joe Biden. But maybe I'm the one that's naive. Maybe I'm the one that's not seeing clearly, because from the very beginning of Donald Trump's quest for the White House, the corporate media has looked upon him as a vulgarian. And then, against all odds, when he won the presidency 4 years ago, the press was appalled. There are two reasons. Mr. Trump's personal style offends the fat cats in the corporations. And secondly, he has embraced the conservative movement because they are his core supporters. And the corporate media in America is decidedly and fervently liberal. So you could make a case that Donald Trump has really destroyed the American media because they hate him so much that they've corrupted their coverage of politics. And it's true. There's no two sides to the story. The Hunter Biden situation, whether you think it's important or not, is a legitimate news story. It is being blacked out by the major networks, by the major newspapers, and by two out of the three cable news operations. That means you cannot get information about it. Again, whether you're a liberal or conservative, that's a fact. So why on earth, after the presidential election is over, would you invest any time in the American media? They are not going to tell you the truth. Will anyone think that George Stephanopoulos, ABC News' chief correspondent, is worth listening to anymore? Anyone? And 60 Minutes, Mike Wallace, the late Mike Wallace, he must be rolling over. The American media is done. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by actually writing it. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 91 years ago today, more than 16 million shares were suddenly sold on the New York Stock Exchange. Billions of dollars lost. Thousands of businesses went under. Millions of Americans saw their savings disappear in minutes. October 29th, 1929, also known as Black Tuesday, the beginning of the Great Depression. The USA and the rest of the world would plunge into a decade of the longest-lasting economic downturn in the history of Western civilization. But what exactly caused the crash? Well, during the 1920s, the U.S. stock market underwent rapid expansion, reaching its peak in August 1929, after a period of rampant speculation during the Roaring Twenties. That meant folks were borrowing money to buy risky stocks. Prices began to decline in September 1929. On October 18th, the fall began. Panic soon set in. Millions of people ran to their banks to withdraw their money. Others immediately sold stock at any price just to get out. By 1932, 3 years later, the U.S. stock market was worth just 20% of what it once was. Nearly half of America's banks had failed. President Roosevelt's New Deal struggled to revive the economy and had a little success. But it was America's entry into World War II years later that really relaunched the stock market and the American economy. Investments in mining, steel, energy, and agriculture helped propel the USA to the strongest economy on earth by the end of the war in 1945. And here's something else you might not know. One of the biggest factors behind Black Tuesday's rapid meltdown was the aging infrastructure on Wall Street. Old technology and a rapid rise in volume meant tickers were running hours, even days behind. By the time people realized what happened, fortunes were lost and lives were ruined. To fix the problem, New York City officials installed new cable systems and a backup generator. Most of that equipment still used today. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.